This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Property speaking today. Let's talk about associations or any type of a platform.
Yeah, because every industry has an association or some kind of platform that represents people in that field. I mean, think about it. Even taxi drivers have various associations, you know?
Yeah.
So what does lawyers and doctors and the likes? But what associations and platforms or portals should every property owner know about and be a part of, especially those who own property to rent? We have Philip Skuman in the building. He's a broker and owner of Remax, and he's here to shed some light on some of these issues. Good morning, Philip. Are you good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great. So, whose phone? Let's make sure that's on silent.
I know whose phone it is.
I know, and it can't be his because he knows it cannot be.
Look at that smile.
It can't be his.
Look at that smile.
Oops.
So, Philip, how big is the pie of options when it comes to property owners associations and platforms?
Okay, so I think firstly, let's differentiate in which sector you're going to be in.
Okay.
Is it residential? Is it commercial? Is it agriculture?
Oh, not even one thing. Like, just, you know, divide it like that.
Well, obviously, there are different laws, regulations, rules, and different news articles coming out. The law keeps changing. Okay. Different aspects of the law, interpretations of the law.
Uh-huh.
This all changes on a regular basis and as and when needed.
Mm.
And it is important that you verse yourself with the industry-specific kind of boards and associations. Okay. So there are also voluntary and mandatory. There's a difference. So let's say you are buying in a sectional title complex. You would need to join the homeowners association and or body corporate.
Mm-hmm.
That's mandatory. Mm-hmm. You'll probably have a WhatsApp group. There will be information shared on this WhatsApp group. Information you need to verse yourself with if you're going to be able to pick the right real estate agent in the first place. You're going to have struggles that you're going to learn through because each homeowners association and body corporate deals with different things, different types of clients that are inhabiting that complex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think you need to differentiate. Then there are the voluntary ones like SAPOA, South African Property Association, Property Owners Association, which is it's there for setting industry standards. It's not necessarily a governing body, depending on if you're dealing with government. If you're going to be dealing with government, you'll need to follow SAPOA regulations for you to be able to deal with government.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily necessary for you to join SAPOA and pay rates to them if you're not going to, you know, have a large portfolio of commercial properties. Your real estate agent should know these things. It's I always say it's like people know their doctor, they know who their lawyer is, they know who their dentist is, but they don't know the real estate agent. They don't have a real estate agent on call.
Mm.
You know, and you need to think about it like your real estate agent is supposed to be your legal interpreter to a certain extent, which is actually a free service in the hopes that you will do business with that realtor.
Mm. I hear you. But then maybe, Philip, I don't know, like the matter of joining associations, is it a matter of in the area where my property is or the national association that has more reach? Plus there's like all these fees that has to be paid. Is it better to just throw myself everywhere?
No, I think you don't really need to join some of these voluntary or the mandatory ones you'll need to join. But the voluntary ones, I would not necessarily suggest you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of articles coming out. If you read these articles as a new property owner, you will verse yourself with a lot of concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Concepts you might not understand, you need to Google those concepts. But I think for the most part, you should be fine if you just read up on news.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that it's useful. I mean, let's face it, you bought property as an investment. You don't want to now go and become a property lawyer. You know, why don't you just become a real estate agent then? No, you're a construction manager. You have your own field of expertise. You are, you know, whatever line of business you're in. Even if you're an attorney, you might not necessarily be known with or versed with property law.
Mm.
You know, you might be in family law. You might be in. You might be a divorce attorney. That kind of thing. You need somebody that does this on a daily basis, so that that person can guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
And then you can read up or, you know, follow up if there's anything needed. You know, if you need collective bargaining power, that sort of thing. But for the average property owner, I would say that's just going to eat into your return on investment if you now need to join all of these voluntary programs or associations or boards.
All right. I mean, let's look at the costs. Maybe what would you, your advice be cost-wise, especially, you know, with what you've just said about the voluntary ones and the ones that are mandatory?
Yeah, so the mandatory ones, like your body corporates, that will come at, you know, it could range anywhere from between 1,000 to 3,500, 5,000, depending on the estate you're in.
Annually.
Monthly.
Huh?
Yeah, depending on the estate that you're in.
Okay.
In Polokwane, I think the most expensive body corporate we got is $3,500. You know, that's a monthly fee.
Okay.
Then you, I mean, this would be $35,000 annually. Mm-hmm. So that's not voluntary. That's mandatory because it's a body corporate. But now you still got to maybe join. You want to join SAPOA. You want to join NAMA, the National Association of Managing Agent. Mm. Now, you're not a managing agent, but you could be well versed with the articles that they raise, so that you know what questions to ask. You know, it's always about asking the right questions. Mm. And that will give you the next answer and the next answer, because every situation is going to be different. You're going to need a tailor-made solution, and that's why I would always advocate knowing your real estate agent. And if you don't have a real estate agent, call me. Yeah, but for the most part, I would say it's really unnecessary for most people to do this. You should have a professional in your industry. Let me use an example.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're now getting divorced, you're not going to now go and join boards on. Just because you're getting married, you're not going to join some sort of association.
I hear you.
You know, when a problem arises, you're going to contact the person that that is most likely to be able to assist you. And that person, you are hoping, is well-versed with regulations. For instance, you know, if I'm joining SAPOA, the kind of things that they do is when I'm renting, is the hallway included in my gross lettable area? You know, is it included or is it not?
Yeah.
The fire escapes. Are you charging me per square for the fire escapes? There are regulations with regards to these things. Now, the natural person that owns a property or even 10 might not need to know these things.
Mm.
But as and when your lease comes up for renegotiation, now you need to question a couple of people, maybe soundboard your thoughts and what you've read in articles against a couple of industry experts. And usually your attorney that deals with property, mm-hmm. which you will also, if you own 10 properties, know quite well. You know, that person, or even, like I said, your real estate agent will be able to guide you into the right direction and help you with the right decision. I mean, even myself that deals with this on a daily basis, I still face certain scenarios where I need to say, okay, I'm going to go and read up.
Yeah. So imagine if it's just you thinking that you can just navigate through all
that's
of this
what I'm trying to
any
say.
Support.
And this is where we come in, is to help you navigate and traverse this minefield of property ownership. And we're supposed to make it easy for you, because you need to, the more money I can save you, the more time I can save you, the more money you'll make that you'll be able to reinvest into property. So it's kind of a cycle.
Yeah. Well, that's Philip Skuman. If you haven't spotted him at the corner of different parts of the city on a billboard, then I don't know. Broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.